On the 9th of December in the year 1990, thousands of people gathered at St. Peter's Square for the canonization of the first saint to be born in Canada. Margaret Duville was born in the year 1701 outside of Quebec City, and she died in the year 1771 in Montreal. When she was beatified in 1959 by Pope St. John the 23rd, he spoke of St. Marguerite as being a woman with a profound compassion for the poor. And she actually was called the Mother of Universal Charity. Now, when we think about this quality of her life, listen again, or if you have your missalet with you, you could follow along as I pray today's collect. God of mercy and compassion, who led St. Margaret Duville to embrace the way of the cross and to devote her ardent love to assist the needy of her day. Indeed, she did embrace the way of the cross in numerous contexts. Her father died when she was very young. She was the eldest of six children. She then sadly married a man who was a terrible person. He was violent. He was a crook. He was running illegal liquor. And when he died, he left St. Marguerite with a huge debt. Remarkably, over the course of a number of years, she was able to pay off that debt and then discerned this vocation, this call to become a religious. And she joined the Grey Nuns of Montreal. And what embodied her life was her remarkable, not only compassion for the poor, but she had a particular way to embody the cardinal virtue of perseverance, of fortitude. One of the things that she was entrusted to care for was the hospital in Montreal that was terribly indebted. She was able to work to pay off the debt, and soon afterwards, the hospital burned to the ground. She then, over the course of the next 4 years, worked with others to rebuild it. What is it that allowed a woman who had experienced such hardship in her life to live with such compassion, to live with, as the collect says, such ardent love? Well, I think, as is true with all the saints, she had a perspective on life. She realized that it's not right to live a hypocritical life. As Jesus says in today's gospel, we are to be aware of the yeast of the Pharisees, which he described as hypocrisy. Now, there are two forms that hypocrisy can take. The first is someone who claims to perhaps be a Christian, but truly does not live as a Christian. And so this is something that we can see, and it's affected the church down through the centuries. I'm sure at some level, St. Margaret's husband was a Christian in name, but not in practice. And our Lord seems to speak so clearly about the danger that we experience if we live this kind of twofold, two-faced life. But there's another way in which we can think of hypocrisy. And this is that under certain circumstances, even though we truly are Christians, we desire to serve the Lord, because of the pressures of life, because of those who might laugh at us, might dismiss us, or demean us, we hide our faith. We actually see this kind of hypocrisy with St. Peter, don't we? Who, before that fire, three times denies having known the Lord. Now, we know that Peter is a man of deep and sincere faith, but under the pressure of the opposition, he denies the one he most deeply loves. And so Jesus is wanting to caution us that in our lives, hypocrisy can take us away from the Lord. And ultimately, it in some circumstances could lead to ultimate separation from God for all of eternity. And perhaps that's one of the ways to think about the reality of hell, that hell is that place where true hypocrites live, because there is no other dimension in which they can exist. But isn't it beautiful what our Lord says? We're not to be afraid. We're not to feel that we have to live a double life. Like Saint Marguerite Duville, we can understand that the Lord numbers the hairs of our head. The Lord cares for us so deeply, so beautifully, in those words at the end of today's gospel where he puts it like this: "Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." How easy it would have been for Saint Marguerite Duville to be afraid, given the things I've shared with you this morning about the experience of her life. But she was able to so trust in the Lord because with St. Paul in today's reading from Ephesians, she had such a clear understanding of what it means to be a Christian. In that very simple reading that Pam did from Ephesians, simple in the terms of it being short, but not simple in terms of its theology, we hear some wonderful things. St. Paul speaks about those who are Jewish and have come to faith in Christ. And that's what the first paragraph is focusing on. Again, if you have your missalette, you might follow along. For here, St. Paul writes the following: "Those of us who were first to set our hope on Christ." Who does that refer to? The Jewish people, and those Jewish people who have now become Christian. And listen to what Paul says about them. "We've obtained an inheritance. That is, all of the promises of God that had been anticipated in the Old Testament. We see that this inheritance is now fulfilled in Christ. But at the same time, he's confident that God will continue to accomplish everything that he set out to do in Christ, so that he, Paul, and the Jewish Christians might live for the praise of his glory." This is the thing about the saints. They are confident that Christ will accomplish that which he set out to do. But then Paul goes on to talk not only of the Jewish Christians, but Gentiles who come to believe in Christ. And this is what the second paragraph focuses on. "In Christ also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." Two things there. They know it's the word of truth, and it's the gospel that will truly save them. And listen to what he says next. "And had believed in him, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit." Do you know, as Catholics, that happens twice in your life? You are marked at your baptism with the sign of the cross. You are marked with the oil of chrism on the crown of your head. You are marked with the oil of salvation on your breastplate. And then at your confirmation, the bishop said, "Be sealed with the Holy Spirit." Of course, in the ancient world, the seal was used on a letter to indicate that this was an official document and sealed with the insignia of the king. Well, we have been sealed as belonging to Christ by the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. And we also have been given this remarkable promise that God will pour his Spirit into our lives as we work towards the fullness of our redemption as God's own people. And twice in that passage, Paul speaks of, we are to live to the praise of his glory. I love that verse, praise of his glory. That is, our lives are to be open to the Lord so that as we live each day, it will be to his greater glory. Saint Marguerite Duville understood this intrinsically. It was deep in her bones. And so as she lived the way of the cross, and devoted herself to ardent love and to the needy of her day, our collect goes on to say, speaking of us, make us bold like her, we pray, so that we may imitate your own compassion and have the strength to persevere to that day when you call us to share the joy of the saints. Be encouraged. Live your faith with passion. Do not let any obstacle, any challenge, any person get in the way of following Christ Jesus our Lord. May we live to the praise of his glory. And Saint Margaret Duville, pray for us.